Item six is item two for appointment of an ad hoc committee for review and recommendations to the board on investment policies. We've got some items coming up, I think, on the investment calendar, which include our asset liability study. And in the context of looking at the benchmarking issue previously, which we're not quite done with yet, that occasioned review of our investment policies. And I think, at least for me, and I know for Vice Chair McDonald, the thought was it's probably a good time to for the board itself and maybe through an ad hoc committee to actually go through the investment policies. I know all of you probably read these weekly at home, but in the event you're not, it's good for us to take a gander through them. So that's the reason for this ad hoc committee, is to look at our investment policies to see whether and to what extent, if any, the ad hoc committee would recommend changes, modifications to existing policies. And as I say, the idea is to dovetail with our effort this year in terms of the asset liability study. So that's the proposal. Did you have a comment, David? You look like you were in thought.
No, thank you. You stated that very nicely.
So, John.
Where does Verus come in on this?
So, Verus is the consultant to the board. That's our investment consultant. At this point, Verus would come into it to the extent the ad hoc committee would report back and recommend thoughts or changes. Or if we had questions, we could certainly ask Verus as the ad hoc committee. Because they're actually our consultant. They are the board's fiduciary consultant.
So this is really independent of Verus until they come up with recommendations?
No, it's actually yes, it's independent of Verus, but the idea is for the ad hoc committee to actually really thoughtfully read our investment policies to see if there's anything that we might suggest be changed. And if we did, then I think, I don't want to get ahead of it, but I think we would likely consult with Verus on any of those points before bringing it back to the board. At least that would be my preference.
Okay.
So with that, might we have interest in serving? I'm happy to serve and willing to serve on the ad hoc committee. I believe Dr. McDonald is interested in doing so. Are there others who might want to serve? I think if we are at four, John, I see your hand up. That's three. If we're at four, we can operate as an ad hoc committee, yes. All right. Sir? Jay? All right. If anybody else wants to serve, I will gladly step aside and allow someone else to step in. So, not seeing it right now. So the appointment is going to be Dr. McDonald, Jay Kwan, and John Phillips, and myself to the ad hoc committee. And we will report back after the committee has had a chance to meet, confer, and roll up their sleeves and do some reading. Any other thoughts and comments or comments on this item? Nope, not seeing any. All right. Let's move on to item seven, which is to consider and take possible action regarding the optional death allowance of deceased member John Martinez. This is an action item. I'm sorry.
This action item, do you need to vote on six or not?
Actually, thank you. I thought that was a chair appointment item. It's listed as an action item, but I thought it was, I'm happy to have a vote to approve, right? It doesn't matter. So is that an action for appointment is the action, or does that require a board action?
It does not require board action. The board regulations allow the board chairperson to appoint an ad hoc committee as needed.
Great. Thank you. Good call, though. Yeah. All right. Excellent.